Back now with Day to Day, the federal government and the online search institution Google are back in the courtroom today. The Justice Department wants to know more about what people use Google for. It's part of a government probe into internet pornography. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, this case is about privacy rights.
Well, it all seems to depend upon which perspective you're talking about here. Yes, it is a privacy issue, as Google and many critics of this move see it. At the same time, Google says it's a business issue because it would threaten its own closely guarded trade secrets. Now, from the government side, this is a case of trying to protect children from online pornography. Federal attorneys say they need to know what people have been looking for because they're trying to establish how easy it is for kids to find things that they shouldn't be seeing on the internet. This is part of the Bush administration's effort to revive a child pornography law that was struck down by the Supreme Court as overly broad a couple of years ago. The other three big search engines on the internet have already complied with the government's request, by the way. America Online, Yahoo, and Microsoft say they didn't reveal any personal information in the materials that they've already handed over. But Google's co-founder has declared that this is a slippery slope and it's a path that Google doesn't want to go down.
Well, the government does say it is not looking for personal information in any of this data, so the privacy advocates are not satisfied by this.
They aren't. They say that the government isn't asking for information on who specifically made the search requests, but that doesn't matter. Loren Weinstein heads People for Internet Responsibility. He told us a lot can be revealed without necessarily knowing who was looking for the information.
Very frequently, even if the identity of the person making the search isn't revealed, just having access to the search information itself is a treasure trove of personal requests and personal information and love wishes and all kinds of strange things that people put into these search engines.
Weinstein and other privacy advocates also say that Google is correct to be asking what comes next, because they say the privacy tends to be lost a little at a time.
Bob, there's also this ongoing thing about criticizing Google for cooperating with the Chinese government's censorship requirements. Any more on that?
Yeah, Google took a lot of heat a few weeks ago for bowing to the demands of the communist government in Beijing to censor Google search results in China. In fact, the irony is that many of the groups that are on Google's side in this fight against the U.S. Justice Department are the very same groups that have been harshly criticizing Google's actions over in China. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be watching as this court case unfolds between Google and the federal government.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.